know who are listening, but it's a pleasure to meet you anyway. I was thinking about Second War and my course of English. As for do a podcast about the bomb in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So I decided to do, and here I am. I wanted to start with the introduction, with the... Well, in the Second War, there was a division of the world. On the one hand, we have most Europe countries and much of America, and on the other hand, we have Japan, Italy, Germany, and so on. In the end, Germany and most of Allies given up differently from Japan, which was not willing to give up the war. For this reason, the United States decided to drop the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So, in the most things I say I have seen about it, we heard that United States don't have another choice, but the atom bomb, if you analyze it, well, the history about atomic bomb, it's possible to realize that was a rushed and desperate decision. It is clear in the history that there were other options, but Japan series of bomb a quick decision and the easier decision as well. It is clear in the history there was other options. The United States only decided to choose the easiest one. In addition to all this, the bomb was not even thrown in the capital where the leaders and representatives were, but in two cities with thousands of innocent Japanese lives. Then thought the USA was aware of all the facts the bomb would cause and not all the deaths, they did not excite it to attack. An addiction to the effects of bomb are present today. It is in Hiroshima that it's become unacceptable, beyond the victims who develop cancer even 17 years later because of the radiation, or even the DNA of children who are the kids of the victims who may have been affected during genetic mutations due to radiation. In the first to United States, but a quick decision was needed. Yes, that's clear. But this was a quick decision. But it had huge consequences. It was not a good decision. It just showed how much the leaders of the USA at the time were self-centered and focused only on their country, make the decision desperate. And the finish, I want to say, to reaffirm that this was not the only option, but the easiest. After all, it will be much more difficult to deal with a political agreement, for example. And it is for the reasons present in this that that, in my opinion, the United States was wrong to drop the atomic bomb on Japan. Thank you for listening my podcast. Thank you for the attention.